Okay, Parshas Nosoi. Be'ezer Hashem, longest parsha, single parsha in the Torah, 176 psukim. The length of Baba Basra, the length of the longest kapitel in Tillim. Sugya in the parsha is the sugya of Nozer. Sugya of Nozer, that a person, a chiddush person, a man or a woman, can be makabel on themselves nazirus. There are different halachas in the Zirus, and the Masech that is gebait of this of these halachas. We'll take one Mishnah here in Nozir, a Mishnah in Chav Ches Amid Beis in Nozir. And the Mishnah says, a ish madr is benoi benozir. Nozir Chav Ches Amid Beis, a Mishnah. Ha ish madr is benoi benozir. A man can make his son a katna nozir. The ain ha isha.
All right, it's okay.
Ve'ein ha'isha maderes as bino benozer, but a woman can't make her son a nozer. That's the Mishnah says. There's a difference between a man can take his son a cut, make him to a nozer, and a woman cannot. Now the Gemara. The Gemara in the bottom of the Omer into the top of the Omer Chavtes, ish in aval isha loy. The man can make his son the cotton a nozer, but a woman cannot. My time of why. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, halacha hi benozer. It's a halacha l'mayshmi sinai in a nozer. It's a halacha l'mayshmi sinai that a man can do it, a woman cannot. Fine. Needs no explanation. Halacha l'mayshmi sinai. Rabbi Yosef Hanina, Omer Eish Lokish, top of Chavtes, Kedei lechanchai b'mitzvus. Kedei lechanchai b'mitzvus. It's a din in the man, because he has the chiyuv to mechanach his child. Mashma, the woman is not. Ihochi the Gemara says, Afilisha Nami, Chinuch. Zok the Gemara, Kasover Ish Chayv Lechanech, Ish Chayv Lechanech, Benoi Bemitzis, Ve'eino Isha Chayevus Lechanech is Benoi. And a woman is not the one Mechuyiv to be Mechanech a child. So, that Lemaisa is with Gemara. It's not an aside here.
Was that a father making his son into another?
Is that Din Chinuch? It's an Indian of chinuch.
Teach him about.
But kedusha, precious. It's a chinuch to Indian. Uh-huh. And a woman's not shaykh to chinuch. It's not her job, chinuch. Agav stam, as a sign, you look at Gilian Ashas, of Chavsam Beis, he has the Pasha de Kasha, you know, the Sugi of Nozir. Shmuel, his mother, Vatidur Neder Lamer, that when Shmuel, I'm going to give him to Hashem, there's a Mishnah Seif Nozir, Shalom de Tanoim, but he became a Nozir. Who made the neder? His mother. So Rikiveger brings down Ein Redak, Rei Shmuel Beposik Vatidur Neder. Sounds like the mother made the neder. How in the world could she make the neder? She's Isha Einam. It can't be make her son a nozer. So how did that work? What's Pashup Shach? What happened? Shmuel Rikiveger brings the Redak and stays Shver. Wow. The Redak's Kasha. It's many Terutzim and Astam on the side. The Chido has a couple Mahalchim. She made a neder, and Alkona says yes. Kaintia Kedvareh that. Alkana was Mekayimit afterwards. And that Kiyam made the Chalaisa was as if Alkana made the Nether. So Alkana was the one. The Chido brings another Mahalach from Friyadika that Chana said when Shmuel will grow up, he'll definitely want to do what I'm saying now he should do. So really it was Shmuel himself who was going to do it. So two Mahalach, it's like an interesting Kasha.
Allah Lamaisa.
So am I. The Mishnah says Allah Ma'isa. So what comes out from this Gemara? So we have a Machlaikish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish on a Mishnah that a mother definitely cannot make her son a Nozer. Rabbi Yechon says Allah Ma'isa Sinai. Rabbi Shlokish says, because Chinuch and Chinuch is not shining to the mother. Is Rabbi Yechon an arguing Rabbi Shlokish in that prat? Or they're only arguing as to if there's Allah Ma'isa Sinai here? But in the reality of Hilchas Chinuch, Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rabbi Shlokish or does not agree with Rabbi Shlokish? That's a velt shaila, and a big shaila in Rishonim and Achrayim how to learn different rayas. Rashi beginning Chagiga says Klor a woman is shaykh in chinuch, and there's a Tyson Erevin that says a woman is shaykh in chinuch. So it seems they held as machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, but others learn not, as we're going to see in a Tyson Shom in a moment in Yuma, and in Halacha and Mishnah Berurah in a couple of places in Hilchas Sukkah and in Hilchas Shabbos brings the machlekes. Brings the machlaikas up paiskim if there's a din chinuch by the mother. Machlaikas. Does the mother have a chiv to mechanach her child? Mishabur brings the machlaikas.
If there's no din chinuch by the mother, wouldn't it seem that
it's two different things. Meaning, even though he's al chinuch, but nazir is nazir and chinuch is chinuch, so that would.
But the Gemara talks about it as a part of chinuch. You can't get away from that. Correct. A maskim. Nothing to do with chinuch. Right. Nothing to do with chinuch. But the shailus is Rabbi Yochanan arguing Rish Lakish in that prat as well, or is he only arguing to introduce the halacha l'meish
m'sinai?
That's a machlokes. That's the machlokes Rishayim. So from Rashi and Taisvis, it would seem they held it must be a machlokes. They bring down a woman has shaykh to chinuch. But from the Taisvis Shanim and others and Paiskim, you see they held there was no machlokes. They bring down la locha, even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, they bring down la locha that a woman is not chayv in chinuch. So it's a machlokes. Mishabur in a couple of places brings the machlokes. Mishabur brings the machlokes. Is a mother chayv in chinuch or is that the din of the father? So Lamaisa, one of the shitas mafurish that held the mother is not chay v'chinuch, coming from this Gemara would seem, is a Tais Yishonim in Yuma. Tais Yishonim in Yuma pei beizum and aleph. And over there, the issue is because Yom Kippur, there's a din chinuch on a child. So he talks about it. Well, is there a din chinuch? He talks about even a girl. Even a girl, it's talking about over there in Pei Beis, Yom Kippur, to fast. Towards the end, the Tais Yishonim says the following. And he says, how can I say that only the father is chayv and chinuch? There's a story in the Gemara in Sukkah of Hileni HaMalku sitting with her children in a Sukkah, a Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah. She sat with her boys in the sukkah. So you see, she was being mechanech. The Gemara says they were ketanim in the group. So you see, she was busy with chinuch. You're telling me there's no din chinuch on the mother. So what's going on? Shema havalema. Maybe there's a father there. Chinuch mechanech. Was the father doing the chinuch? The Gemara is just talking about her because she was the one in the story. Let's say there was no father, which is the pashas of the Gemara. That's all the mother. So Hilni Amalka, what's the pshat? Hoisim min chan chosom le mitzvah ba'alma. She had no din chinuch. She said, well, to be used to the mitzvah. Le mitzvah ba'alma. Yes, that's not a mitzvah. In Ochanami, wasn't a din chinuch. Wasn't mitzad din chinuch. It was min chan chosom le mitzvah ba'alma. She was getting used to it, but she had no din chinuch on her. As opposed to a father who would truly have to take his son, who's shaykh to a sukkah, and have him sit in the sukkah mitzvah chiv chinuch, but she didn't have to. Mitzvah, she just wanted to be used to it, but it was no issue of real mitzvah chinuch. Rikive Eger and Gilian Ashas, in that sukkah of Hilni Amalka, which is in sukkah beis amid beis, asked Amar de Gekashim, the Loshon of the Gemara. The Gemara over there says that Hilni Amalka was sitting in the sukkah, and Rabbi Huda wanted to bring a raya from there, that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is kosher. Why? Because she was sitting in a sukkah of 20 amos, higher than 20 amos, and the Zkenim were coming in. B'machabed Hilni Amalka. They came in on Yontif or Chalamay. They came in on sukkahs and came into her sukkah. Chubadik a person. They came in to her sukkah. So the Gemara says, what are you going to say? It's not a raya. She's a woman. A woman's bought her sukkah. Mitzvah Seishim Angroma. She's bought her. What are you bringing a raya from a woman's sukkah? She can sit in the house for all we care. Zok de Gemara, no, but she had her children there. Va'oid kol ma'asel le'asel api chachamim. Whatever she did what the chachamim wanted her to do. Frank de Gemara, what did you need to say that for? You already said she had her boys there. Zok de Gemara, because if you're going to tell me her boys were k'tanim, uk'tanim p'tur min asukah. There's already over there a boy that needs chinuch. One of them must have been old enough, some of them, at least, or at least one, is old enough that he's ain't sorach l'imoid. He doesn't need his mother. So he has a chiyuv midrabbanon to be in a sukkah. So you're going to say it's only midrabbanon? Who the mechayiv? V'ihi midrabbanon le'meshkecha. She wasn't makbin on the rabbanons. Toshma, kol ma'asel le'yosel pichachomim. Of course she was makbin on the rabbanons. She did everything what the rabbanon said. So she had to do it. Zokriveger. Ayin Zokriveger in Ashas. Ayin Yuma daf pei beis. Tais Yishonim. That writes mitzvah ba'alma. V'kashali. How did the Tais Yishonim say she had no chiv? Chinuch. Just mitzvah ba'alma. The Gemara here says mafurish. It's a drabonon. It's a chiyum midrabonon. It's a chiyum midrabonon. According to Yishanim, what does the Gemara say? There must be a child there that's chayv and chinuch drabonon, and she listened to drabonons. What do you mean? According to Yishanim, there is no drabonon for her. The chiv is only on the father. What's the Gemara's kasha? That, oh, there must be a child, being that there's so many boys, one of them must have been already chiv chinuch, and she listened to the chachamim. So there must be a drabonon to chiv. And she listened, she was mekayim her drabonos. Must be she did it. But the Tais Yishonim just told us she has no chiyuv. So what are you telling me there's a chiyuv for? There's no chiyuv. What do you mean, but drabonon? There is no drabonon. There is no drabonon. It's the muchach from the Gemara. There's at least a chiyuv drabonon here. There's a chiyuv drabonon. How could the Tais Yishonim say, nah, she did it stam? What do you mean, did it stam? The whole point of the Gemara is that there was a mitzvah here, and therefore we can bring a raya to the height of this, from the height of the sukkah, that it's kosher sukkah. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chum argue. So the Gemara says that she's a woman, fine. But your kids, your kids are ketanim. There must have been a katan that was a gil lechinuch. It's only a drabonon. She was mekayim the drabonon. So you see clear from the Gemara, there was a din drabonon for her to sit, to make sure her children sit in the sukkah. So again, we started off with the sugya in Nazir, that a man, according to Reish Lakish, has an inyan of chinuch, and a woman does not. So therefore, a man can make his son the katna nozer. A woman cannot make her son the katna nozer. Why, Zach Reish Lakish? Because a man has a chi of chinuch, a father has a chi of chinuch, a mother does not have a chi of chinuch. Kum to Tais Yishonim, and he says, a woman b'chlal doesn't have a chi of chinuch. I, l'chayr, is a gemar hilni amalka. She didn't take her sons in the sukkah for chinuch. Mitzvah ba'almu, just to get him used to the mitzvah, but there's no chiv chinuch, because the Gemara says no chiv chinuch. Freikri kiveger, how could you say that? The Gemara itself says mefurish, let's bring proof from the sukkah of Hilni Amalka that a sukkah can be very tall. Sukkah Gemara, what's the proof? She's a woman. Sukkah Gemara, her children. What's the proof for her children? They're ktanim. Sukkah Gemara, because there's a chiv drabonon of chinuch. A chiv drabonon, and she listened to rabonon. Freikri kiveger, Tais Yishonim, there's no chiv drabonon for a woman. There's no chiv here. So what's the problem? So blaib shver kiveger and gilin hashas blaib shver on this Tais Yishonim. How are we going to answer this Tais Yishonim?
What if a kid doesn't have a father, a mother doesn't have chiv?
According to Tais Yishonim, zero chiv. Bezins b'chuyiv to do things, but there's no chiv chinuch per se. There's no
proof.
Very good, very good. So the emes advarmin is a meridika shaila. The achrayim tumble about a lot. Stipel has also the kultura on this. The fanfare again. This is ikker his yisoid. But yisoid is out there. We'll start with a machleikus Rashi Taisis and brachas memches. Over there, the Gemara talks about a whole story with Shimon ben Shatach that he had to eat. He ate and was mitzi the oilam in benching. So Rashi over there says, according to the Gemara, he had to eat a kezias, and with that he was mitzi d'olam. So Rashi was wonders, l'maisa, the Gemara is saying he's eating a shir d'rabbanan, right? V'chalto savato v'erachto, to be chayv in the rice and benching, you have to be satiated. He ate a little bit, they gave him a little bit of food, because Shimon Meshetach complained, they wanted him to be mitzi d'olam. He says, I didn't eat, I can't be mitzi d'olam. He says, Shimon Meshetach told him, what should I say? You want me to say Baruch She'ochel Yanev Chaverev? What should I say? So I have to eat something. So Maisa, fine. So the Gemara says, at the end, the Gemara says you have to eat a kezayis of dough. You have to eat a kezayis. Eat a kezayis. So Rashi, once you eat a kezayis, so you become a Bar Chiyuva, and you can be mighty other people. You're only a Bar Chiyuva drabonim? Good enough. Long as you're a Bar Chiyuva. So Rashi, so why can't a katan do the same? Why can't a katan be mitzi his father, who's chayav deraisa in a case of sviya, and be mitzi? We spoke about in the past, a katan can be chayav mitzi his father if the father's a drabonim. The father only ate a little bit, but if the father is chayav deraisa, the katan can't be mitzi him. So freik Rashi and brachas memches. Why not? Different. Why is different than the Gemara says? The Gemara Rashi says a katan is not chayav at all. The chiv of a katan is on the father, not on the child. Father, child is no chiyuv. Taisus argues, Tais says the child does have chiyuvim. The child does have chiyuvim, and that's why he can moitzi him. But he can't be moitzi him. Adrabbanan can't be moitzi him. The Rais and the argues on Rashi. So Zamachloik is Rashi, Taisis, who has the chiyuv? When a cotton has dinim, as chinuch, who did we give this din to? We gave it to the cotton. We said, just like you, your father, is chayiv mitzvah min ha-taira, you're chayiv, doima to that on a drabbanan level. That's one way of learning. That's Taisis. But Rashi says, no. He has no chiyuvim at all. He's a cotton. You can't give him chiyuvim. The Rais is Rabbanan. He's not a kli kibble for chiyuvim. And therefore, you can't give him chiyuvim. There's a din chinuch. There's a chiyuv the Rabbanan of chinuch. That's on the father, not on the child. It's on the father, not on the child. L'chayr, we can say that this Rashi tais al shitasai and gishmak a thing in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf. Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'tur min ha-krishma. K'tanim are potif in krishma. A Mishnah on Daf Chaf and Brachas. Which cotton is potif in krishma? Zok Rashi, afilu cotton shegi l'chinuch. You can have a 10-year-old child, a 12-year-old child, he's potif in krishma. Why? Because lohitiloi ovav l'chanche b'r krishma. Father and son are not always together by Zman Kriya Shema. So therefore the father has no chiyuv. And Mela, when the Mishnah says, Nashavadam Ktanim, Turmi Krishma, means even a cotton, Hagiyah L'chinuch. Kum Taisis. Cotton Hagiyah L'chinuch, Potam Krishma? How could that be? Yeshul Chai B'Yoyser. Of course he should have. I mean, the first thing is Krishma. Of course a child Hagiyah L'chinuch should be saying Krishma. What's going on over here? So Zab Taisis, Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about a cotton shigloi higil lechinuch. I might have to say, but Tais has to kvetch here what the pshat is. But Tais is bothered by a very pashat akasha. If he's a gil lechinuch, then he's a gil lechinuch. Then say Krishma. What's pshat? Well, now that we know Rashi and Tais is a brachas memches, we can understand Rashi and Tais is a brachas davchot. Tais holds l'shitasai, who has the chiyuv of chinuch, the child. So a child has a chiyuv derabbanan and mitzvahs. No, if you ask somebody, which mitzvah should he be doing? Of course Krishma's at the front of the line. Frank Tais, how could a cotton shegiyah l'chinuch not be doing Krishma? If he has chiyuv derabbanan, of course amongst those chiyuv, first and foremost, will be Krishma. After all, as Tais says, the first pasuk you have to teach a child, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Echad. So of course he has to say Krishma. No shayla. But Rashi l'shitasa is married to Krishma. Rashi shitosem emches holds who's has the chiyuv chinuch? The father. Rashi, if it's the father, you can't expect the father to give of his man punk by his man krishmi together with the son. The chachamim didn't go so far to tie the father down to a specific time. Something at shayach is shayach, but if it's not, he's potter. The chachamim would never mechayev him chinuch in things that are so tied to a specific time. Rashi's gishmak. Makes perfect sense, which on the surface is a shvera maisa. Gil chinuch and he's part of Krishma. Yes, because it's nothing to do with the cotton, has to do with the father. Has to do with the father. So the chum aren't going to tie the father down to specific times. It's there, gishmak. Rashi tells shitasai. And be'emes is a mefurish and machlaikis, the Ramban and the Ran at the end of the second parak of Megillah. So the shaila again is, whose chayiv is the cotton chayiv? Shitzatais, shitas Rashi, the father is chayiv. Father's chayiv. So, Ibazai, that's the case. The father's chayiv. So now, or the child is chayiv, let's understand the Tais Yishonim. Tais Yishonim must have held that both are true. There's rayas that both are true. Both the father's chayiv, both, there's a chinuch on father, and there's a din in the cotton. And it makes perfect sense. The chinuch on Rabbana or Machayiv the cotton, like Tais has learned. But on the other hand, how could the cotton do it himself? He's the chakotten. There had to have been a chiv on the father as well. So Tais Yishonim will learn that both are true. Both Rashi's point is true and Tais's point is true. Now we'll get back to the point. Tais Yishonim says in Yuma, the chiv to be mechanech is only the father. Yeah, what is he talking about? He's talking about the chiv of chinuch that's parental. The parental chiv is only the father. He has a beautiful source. He learned that the Gemara in Nazir, the Rabbi and Reish Lakish agree in that point, so it's enough in the Gemara. Ayri Kibeger asked, in Sukkah, it's obvious the Ketanim had a Chiyuv Chinuch over here. How could you say mothers don't have a Chiyuv Chinuch? The Gemara says, Mefurish, there was a Din Derabbanan over here, and she had to be Mekayim the Din Derabbanan. How could you call that Mitzvah Ba'alma? How could you refer to the Mitzvah? It's clear from the Gemara, it's a Chiyuv Derabbanan. The answer is Pashat. The Chiyuv Derabbanan was the second Din. The Chiyuv Derabbanan of the child. And on that, the Tais Yishonim says, For her, it was a mitzvah ba'alma to make sure that her child was mekayim his chiyuv. But that was the inyan already. Of course, it makes perfect sense. The Gemara says he had drabanim, and she was careful to make sure he did his chiyuv. Why was she careful? And that's what Yishanim says. Not because she's chayv and chinuch, but mitzvah ba'alma. What's the chiyuv drabanim? The Gemara is saying in Sukkah, not her chiyuv, the child's chiyuv. So both are true. The father, when it comes to parental chinuch, Taishan Mashit will be only the father. When it comes to the child, he'll hold like Taish. It's a din in the child. So Mela, when the Gemara says there was a drabonin over here, and of course you would make sure that that would be Niskayim, the vade drabonin is on the child. The mitzvah ba'almar that the Taishanim use that lashon in Yuma Pei Beis, that is mitzvah, the mother's chiv to make sure the cotton does what he's supposed to. That's not a real obligation. That's just a nice thing to do. Because when it comes to obligations, that's purely the father. But the mother doesn't have an obligation. And again, as we said, it's a machlaikis rishayim. Rashi holds taka the father as a chiv and the mother as a chiv, and perhaps l'shitose, because l'shitose he held there's no din on the cotton. So how would he learn the Gemara in Sukkah? So he had to say that the mother also has a chiyuv. Therefore, you find Rashi Chagiga says both the father and the mother have a chiyuv. We Rashul Shitasai. And the Lefi Zed, it tells you, there's a machlaikis Rishayim. If a mother has a chiyuv, you mechanech her child. And a further machlaikis, if a katan b'chalal has a chiyuv. And Allah, as we said, the Mishabura brings the machlaikis in a couple of places that if a mother has, obviously, besides everything else, whether she has a chiyuv chinuch or not, in a practical oifet, the pasuk that Shlomo Melech tells us still always applies. Shema b'ni, Mosavich v'altitosh tairus imecha. There still is always a tairus imecha. Even if it's not chinuch, there's an inyan of tairus imecha, of at psachloi. There's always an inyan that a mother should bring in the ruach ha-tairah in the home and bring in the gishmak of yadus and the varmkai of yiddishkai, whether she has the specific din chinuch or not. On that, there's a machlokes rishonim based on how to learn this gemara nazir that we're talking about. But zikr is a musig of tairus imecha, the kloli is the ge'inyan of a mother having a schus ha-tairah. After all, we find the famous gemara in Saita and in Brachas that a mother has a schus tairah by bringing her children to cheder, bring them to Talmud tairah. So obviously she has a shaykhza, but she just doesn't have the singular, the prat of chinuch l'kol mitzvah. It's more of a kloli dike chinuch that comes from that pasuk or whatever makar will bring mitzvah that a mother ba'alma. Has a mitzvah of the mitzvah ba'alma.
Correct. Is it mustabra that mitzvah ba'alma we attach it to something less than a chiyuv?
Definitely, less than a chiyuv.
But mitzvah is a lashon of
a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a good thing. It means a mitzvah, like a mitzvah kiyumis. What's a mitzvah kiyumis? Not a chiyuv.
So that's what it means.
Yeah, like a mitzvah kiyumis. And where would that come from? That would be like this Torah smell that we're speaking about, which would make sense because we see the mother brings in that ruach noam and she's supposed to be doing that. That's her schus.
So where's the chiyuv of man from?
Of chinuch of the man. That's klur. The reis. But that is a halacha in the Darais and Torah definitely, but we don't have in a Torah, we don't have an every mitzvah called prat to prat. That's a drabonin de kechiv they put on the father. That's the inyav higiel lechinuch, which we find the sugi in the Gemara Sukkah, of all mitzvahs, whenever the zmana mitzvah is, again, a child can do it, katna yodeh lesatev chai betzitzes. So all those mitzvah yodeh to lenaneas chai belulu. So there's a din chinuch. So there's not midrash. Is that din chinuch, on that we have halachas rishonim. Was that on the father? Aleph, father, mother, beis, or on the child, gimel. And now we're saying that we can make a shita, you can have be mitzar of two together.
And so the father gets two. He gets two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is that he's mechanech his kid. The other mitzvah is that he's mekayim the son to learn.
He
gets the mother's mitzvah and his mitzvah.
Correct. You know, that's true. That's true.
So the Alma, isn't it more much like the Rebbe was first saying before we came to this, that mitzvah Alma be meaning that it's a
meaning
she wants.
It's an Indian. It's a
Gishmaki.
Right, correct.
Good.
Why?
But it should say, the feed is, it should say, Mishum Mitzvah Deben, Mishum Mitzvah Debanov, and it should say, well, why does it say the Alma?
No, because the Mitzvah Ba'alma on her,
voluntary.
Meaning it's Kloli Dik. It's Kloli Dik on her to have them do it.
But it's more, I mean, she wants the world, she wants it, they have
a wants, but that's not a Chir.
They have a real chiyuv.
But it's not a chiyuv because Taiz Yishanim is makdim the sheet of the Rishayim that a mother is not of a chiyuv chinuch. So on that, he's asking on himself in the Gemara and Sukkah. He's really asking on himself in Rikiv Eger's Kasha. And on that, he says, no, over there was mitzvah ba'alma. It was no chiyav involved. Mitzad her, there was no chayv involved. That's what he's trying to say. What's that? But so on that, Rikiv Eger's asking, how could you say that? The Gemara is before Shechiyav. And that we're answering, the chiyav that's in the Gemara is legabed the children, not legabed the mother. And so Yisham is about legabed the mother. And that answers the Kasha. Fine. What's that?
About the woman being having
Chloe.
But according to Rashi, she has none.
No, Rashi she is fakert. She does have a chiv. That the parental chiv is father and mother. It's a Rashi and chagiga. That's a special mit under the Raisa Shabbai. There's a din deraisa. It's not chinuch. That's a deraisa de kechiv. It's like Yochanan said before. There's some mitzvahs that are deraisas. Talmud Torah is a deraisa. Bris Mila is a deraisa. Avram, we learn from Avram, brought Yitzhak to Bris. So on that is a miyat that a woman's not shaykh to that deraisa. Those are different halachas. Those are not chinuch. Those are deraisas. Okay, let's move on to another Indian. There's an Indian here. We'll get more into the Indian of Shkofa and Drush and the Parsha. What Nosa is famous for is the Nesiim, the Karbonis and Nesiim. They represent Meridik Zachim, the Meridik Cheshbonis of all the complicated amounts that they brought have a tachlis. They all have a tachlis. What is that? Let's take a look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, what are their makr? Vahi a makr b'yom erishoy, karbone karas kesef achas, shleshem eh mishkola, mizrok echot kesef, shim shem shem koyish, shnei malayim says, b'lu shem nishk, kab achas orzom leim teres, par echot, ayalecha, keves echot, siris melchad, zev hachashlom, bapi shnayim, lechamish, tu chamish, chavash, vashon chamisha, and this was the carbon for all of them. So 12 times we're going to lay this. Every Nasi brought them. What is the Cheshbon over here? So Rashi, in the second day, explains this. In the second day. Pashas, I heard a pshat the second day, because the second day was the Nasi Yisachar is the one who came up with the whole plan. Nasi Yisachar came up with the whole plan, and Rashi brings a Sifri. So Memela, the Kavonis must come from him. So that's how Rashi explains the Kavonis in the second day. So what are the kavanas? So Rashi says like this: Karas Kesef. Why? Because Minyan Oisiyosa Begematria Tuf Tuf Kuflamit 930. Karas Kesef is 930, and 930 is Adam Arishan's year. So in other words, we're going through the history of the world, the Tachlis of the world. So 930, Adam Arishan, beginning of the world. Next, Shleish Mei Mishkal 130. What's 130? Because at 130 he had shame. He had Shace. Shace was the next generation that's going to bring the world. That we're all descended from Shace. Mizruk Echa Kesef, Gematria, 520. Why? Noyach. I'm sorry, so Gematria, yeah, 520. Because at 500, Noyach started having children, and 20 years was 20 years before that was the Mabel. So, Memela. That represents it. So he's going, the whole history of the world, we're represented with this. In other words, we're going through Taklis. Shivim Shekel, 70 nations that came from Noach. Kaf Achas, Torah, that came from one hand, the hand of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asar Azov, Saras Adirbis. Meleik Torahs. And we're going to par echos, Keneg Avram, Eilach, Keneg Yitzel, Kevazel, Keneg Yankiv, Sirizim, Mechapim, Mechiris Yosef, Bakashnai, Moshe and Aaron, Elam Atudim, Kvosim, Shleishaminim, Kayam, Levim, Israel, Ternavim, Ksuvim, 3 5s, Chamisha Chumshin, Chamisha Dibris on one side, Chamisha Dibris on another side, Meredith. Everything's taken care of. Let's get to the one other one. Ketiris. What's Ketiris? So Rashi, Gematrio, this is Rashi, Perek Zion, Pasuk Chav. Gematrio Shuk Ketiris Taryad. We came to Tachlis. We got a Seres Adibris. Ketiris came from Hashem. Taryad Mitzvah Ketiris. But 1 second here. Ketiris isn't Taryad. Doesn't work. Tough in the Reish, beautiful, tough. Right? Tough in the Reish is beautiful, but the kuf, what's going on over here? So the test also works. The kuf is the issue over here. What should the kuf be to make it taryag? It should be a dalit, right? Then you'll get taryag. So the kuf is out of place. You got a test. So you have tar 600, test is 9. You're missing 4. The kuf is 100. You've overshot by 96. So really, that kuf should be out to be a dalit. So Rashi is no problem. Bavacha tachlev kuf bedalit. Switch the kuf for a dalit. Rashi.
The rules of
how do you do that? Aleph is equivalent to the Tav, Beis to Shin, Gimel to Reish, Dalet to Kuf. Switch to the Atbash, switch the Dalet, switch the Kuf into a Dalet. And then Rashi, interestingly enough, says, how do you switch the Kuf to a Dalet? All the letters, Rashi just writes the letter. When he writes to switch the letters of Kuf and Dalet, he spells out Kuf, Kuf, Vav, Fe, Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tzav. Why'd Rashi do that? Why'd Rashi spell? Every other time Rashi writes the Ois, he just writes the Ois. Here he spelled it out completely. First of all.
You're allowed to split a word and use half of it for Atbash and half...
Pash is not. Well, here, you can use, you're using one letter. That's all. Atbash taking a letter. That you can do.
Switch one letter?
You take a letter. But secondly, it's a strange gematria. As Maishi is saying, you could do it, but it's strange. It's not the type of gematria you usually see in Rashi, and for certainly not Chazal, to see this gematria. Yeah, he has this gematria, deraisa, dekahiyah, nozer, shleshim yoyim, this week's parsha, we learn out. Yeah, gematria said deraisas. We learn out the Gemara darshans from them. But what kind of gematria? Atbash, middle of a word, like Maishi's saying, the rest is yes, this one not. What's going on? It's a strange gematria. What's the pshat over there? Kedusha Sin, above the pre-war, above the Rebbe, Zamayr de Gepshat. Mamash Amayr de Gepshat. He says like this. Pshat is, the Tachlis is Tariq Mitzvahs, 100%. But it's a very famous Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara has a Machlaikas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. This Machlaikas raged for 2.5 years. Noich Leilam Shenivra, or Noich Leilam Shaloi Nivra. Were we better off being created, or were we better off not being created? You can imagine the Beis Hillel said better off being created, Beis Shammai said not. Now, why that? Well, why? We're better not being here. Obviously, Pshat is because we don't do so well. Better off not being here.
It's tricky.
And the optimistic way of looking at it, we can do good here. We can do it. We can make it. You can do it. So Meil, it's kedai to be here. Zok the Marsha. The Marsha is not in the Erevin on the Sugya. The Marsha is in Makas Chav Gimel. Sugya in Erevin is in Erevin Yud Gimel on the base, and then Marsha is in Makas Chav Gimel. Marsha says, you know what the Shaila is? Because the end of the Gemara says, Nimnu Vegomru, Nimru Vegomru, they decided the Noichle Shaloi Nivru. You're better off not being Nivra. But Achshe Nivra, the Gemara says, but now that you are, you Fashm Shemaisav. Just work hard. You Mashm Shemaisav. Check out what you're doing. Be careful what you're doing. You Fashm Shemaisav. 2 days, two Lashayas Nivra. What's going on? Zok the Marsha. Nimnu Vegomru means they count as Lashem Minyan. They counted. Zok the Marsha, what did they count? They counted up all the assays in the Torah, all the Loisa assays in the Torah. How many assays are there? 248 Ramach. How many loises are there? 365 Shasa. Oh, there's more chance of falling than rising. There's more chance of doing bad than good. Not Kedai. Nimnu Vigamru. They counted up and they said, Noich Lashon, you're better off not being here. That's Pshat Nuh. That's Zek Demarsha. So the way we have it, it's a very pessimistic view of life. Kum Adem Mefarshim. The Rebbe Pshmalka, but it's already said before as well. The Flo's older brother, and he says, Pshat, one second here. One second. It's true. But now the Gemara adds, Yifashmish Mamaisa. What does the Gemara want with that? What does the Gemara have to have? Achshinibra Yifashmish Mamaisa. Who needs that? Obviously, if you're created, you should check out what you're doing. He says, there's something deeper going on over here. We know the famous Gemara at the end of the first pair of Kedushin, the Avmem and Kedushin. Machshava taiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf lemaisa. Machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf lemaisa. Hold on over here. We have a way out. If you're going to do the mitzvahs, not only with a maisa, but with a machshava, mitzarf lemaisa. And now what do you have? You have a double mitzvah. 2 times 248. Do the math. There's more than 365. V'achshav shenivra. And you want, now that you're here, you want to make it Noyach Shenivra because we're here, you know what to do. You Fashmash of Maisers, think about what you're doing. Think of it. Have a Machshava Taiva. You'll have a Machshava Taiva. Now you have Tachlis. Now it's Noyach Shenivra. The Gemara is showing you how Noyach Shenivra. So the Rebbe Shmuel's Meritik Meduik is a famous Gemara in Brachas. Rashi Taisis asks us for Akasha. Gemara is in Brachas. The Gemara says, "Ha'oisa mitshalei l'shma noyach l'shalei nivra." Frank Rashi and Tais, what do you mean? Well, you say all the time. You say several places in Shas. La'olam yasek adam b'tayr mitshalei l'shma shemitayr shalei l'shma bal l'shma nishkefer l'ch. You get there. So why would the Gemara in a different place in Bracha says you do it shalei l'shma noyach l'shalei nivra? Yeah, terrible. So they don't mean it's terrible. So the Rebbe Shmuel, They mean to say you're not going to gain the noyach leishenivra of Basil. You're going to blibe a loyneh, a noyach leishenivra. Because without machshava, loy lishma, you have no machshava. So 365 is more than 248. So you're going to blibe a shalay nivra. You're going to blibe noyach leishalay nivra. The Gemara Brachas is borrowing the term of the Gemara in Erevin, a noyach leishalay nivra. Nothing worse than that.
You do machshava rabeira, you get two errors.
No, that's the Gemara's in Kedushin. Machshava ra, kosh bracha ainam itzar for the minds. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Now let's get back to the Rashi.
But it's going to come to the Shema. Eventually, so what's the problem?
No, Rashi tells you, bothered from the fact that it's mashma, it's a negative. Whereas in the Gemara of Lo'olam Yasuk, the Gemara is telling you it's a positive, go do it. And here the Gemara is saying, oh, if you do that, you're not shenever, you're a terrible person. So that's the stira that Rashi tells us. So after Rabbi Shmelk, it's not a stira. The Gemara is not saying you're terrible. The Gemara is using the Gemara in Ervin to show you you're going to blibe,
but
Noich
Leishalay Nivra. I understand, but so right now maybe you're not, but eventually you will.
But it's a steer. That's Rashi Tais Kasha. It's a steer. Is it right now positive or negative? That's a Kasha. On that, Rabbi Shmuel is saying you have to have a different outlook. You have in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that in the Kuda. Let's get back to the Rashi. Now the Rashi is beautiful. A mechelika machshava is the chelika nister, is the part that you don't see. That's the part you don't see. The part you don't see is the part, is the machshava. So Rashi Keteris, we're coming to Tachlis now. We started from Adav Rishon. We went to Noach. We went through everything of the world. We went to Matan Torah. Tachlis, Yidden do mitzvahs, Tayag mitzvahs. But Tachlis, what do you mean Tachlis? Of the world? It's not Tachlis. Noach leishalay nivra, nivnu v'gamru. So Tayag doesn't make it. You're still not going to have Tachlis because we paskin, nivnu v'gamru, noach leishalay nivra. So it's not so simple to say, I'm going to have a tarjag and I'll be tachlis. It's not going to work. There has to be something beyond the tarjag. What's that? The chelik amachshava to double the 248. That's the only way. But that's a chelik that can't be seen. That's the chelik machshava. So Rashi, keteiris is the tarjag. How so? Take kuf. Rashi spells out kuf. When you spell out kuf, what's the numerical vowel? What's the gematria of a kuf that's spelled out?
186.
Change it to a dalid. What's a dalid? Rashi writes out dalid. Dalid lamed tov, 434. What is the difference between 186 and 434? 248. Zok Rashi, be machlif the kuf for dalid. Stick another 248 into here. And now you're going to have tachlis of tayyad. That's the only way you're going to have tachlis. The Kedusha, see him. Because that's the pshat Rashi. Meridik meduik the Rashi. You have to do this. You have to show, stick another 248 in there. But achel kanister, tachlif, and Rashi spells it out. That's the only way to do it. Kuf, to dalit, and you gain another 248 in the nister shaboy. Now it's tachlis. Now we understand why you can have a tiris and why that's tachlis. Without that, you have no tachlis. Noyach loy la'odim shaloy nivra. There's no point in being this world. Noyach loy shaloy nivra, so may there be no point. So that's why Rashi has to dafka write it like that. That's the only way the gematria is going to work, that we appreciate that the whole avoda, you'd come to this world, when you do a mitzvah, you finally have a mitzvah to do. Do it the right way, and that's tachlis. If you do it, you do it, but you didn't do it the right way, it's great, it's a mitzvah. Oh, but you didn't come to the tachlis. You might have been better off not being here to begin with. But if you're here and you want to celebrate being here and chap the opportunity of being here, do it the right way. You fashras, do it machshava, you get a double mitzvah. That's tachlis now. Nimnu v'gamru, el bi noyach shenivra. That's the godless of the whole Rashi.
According to Manamra, you're supposed to be here anyway. According to Manamra, says you're not supposed to. According says you're supposed to. How does he learn this?
Because it's, you see, the Marshal learns that at the end of the day, Beisil agreed to Beishamai. Nimnu v'gamru. That noyach leishalay nivra. So Beisham Beisil agree to come to Marshal. And that Rabbi Shmuelka says yes, but they added the achshav shenivri, fashav maisav. This way they can still hold on to their shita. But otherwise they'd agree to Beisham.
Keteris still has some mamashas though.
What's that?
Keteris, which is representing machshava, still has smoke. It still has.
Okay, mamashas. Yeah, that's that, that you have to bring in more. You have to bring in what's hidden behind it. You have to bring that in. And let's close with a simple thing. It's an Indian. We find the Inyan of Saita in this week's parasha, Inyan of Saita. And the Pusik says, there's Kinoi, Stira. The husband is Mekana, he has a Kina. And he says with zealousness, he says that she cannot be alone with a specific person. Altistri employ me. then she's found to be alone with that person. So he has the right to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. And if she does not admit, she still contends, she's an Isha Ksher, did nothing wrong, we have a right to give her the Mayim HaMa'arim, the accursed waters, and in that is the Shem HaMafirish, and we'll give her to drink. And if, Rachmana L'Tzlan, she was Oivers Nus, she's going to blow up. She's going to blow up. It's a Nes Nigla Rambanas Marchanis, how we're in the Torah, and part of life in the Torah, the times of when we had things going in the right way, in the Beis Mikdash times, the mamish open miracles were happening. This is the Torah is telling us. The Torah told us it must have happened, or else how could a person believe in Torah? Obviously, this is something that was there. The Gemara even brings such ma'aseh. So this is Azach, and Chazal brings stuff. Yidum, of course, the Chidah writes, Chidah has a diary of his travels. He writes in one place, he came with such a woman that had a prutza, a chshuda, and she denied wrongdoing and made light of it, and he ordered her to come to him, and the Chidah read off these psukim, and exactly what the Torah said happened to her. She exploded. Chidah writes himself in the Sefer. Chidah writes himself. He did it himself.
When was the Chidah?
It was a Moifus. This is in the 1700s. 1700s. This is the Kayachatar. Kayachatar. But obviously it doesn't stop happen today, because we lost it. Rabba Manaf, and we don't have it. But this is the Maisa. But let's go with the positive side. What's that? Rabba Manafim, so it didn't happen. We stopped. It didn't work anymore. Just like Lashon Hara. Negoim were Min HaShemayim, and often the Maifis. Rabba, we weren't Zeicher, and we talked too much Lashon Hara, so it stopped. We're not Zeicher to have it, so it's worse baptism. Yeah? Lamaisa, let's focus on the positive side. What happens if Shitaka was right? And Shitaka had done nothing wrong. Shitaka had done nothing wrong. Right? So what's the halacha? So Zok the Pasuk. She'll be clean, everything's fine. So Rashi brings a Gemara and a Saita. She's going to have a bracha. Mamash a bracha. It's a bracha. What's the bracha? That if she didn't have child, the Pasuk says she's going to have Nizra Zara. If she has, he'll let us Betzara, tell a Bereva, he'll let us Shchayim, let us Levon, she'll have beautiful children. Gansel, bracha is matzah. Beautiful, beautiful matzah. After all, she went through a lot. Shame, rips off her clothing, rips, show her hair. Mamash bevuzin. Freik nevelta kasha. Hold on over here. This fray is not just a dekas after all. Her husband warned her, and he warned her specifically, out history employing it. She was alone with the man. Out there, but why is she deserving a bracha? So she escaped death. Yeah, because she didn't do znus. But katzadekas, isn't it? She's still a prutza. Why is she deserving a bracha? Two terutzim and gedoy lachsidus, two mahalchim. They're both yisaidus. Both yisaidus at that. But this will close. The Ger Rebbe of post-war Europe of the post Eretz Yisrael. He was nifter 40 years ago. Ger Rebbe Eretz Yisrael. Zamar de Gavart. And it's a real zach that I think in all of our lives we can pat ourselves on the back and take this to heart. Avada she's a prutz. And avada pasha she didn't deserve it. But let's look for a moment. What taka happened over here? She was bestira. And her husband was Mekanir. Why? And her husband was Chayshider. And she was alone with the man anyway. So what's going on there? She's alone with the man. And her husband, L'chayra, has good reason to be Chayshider's nose. Good reason. And you know what? Mitzis is a good reason. What happened? She was alone with the man. She must have had the Siyanis. And what was the end of the day? She drank the water and nothing happened to her. So what's the safe dover? How are we going to label what happened here? What happened here is a woman was in a Nisoyin Shein Kamayu, alone with a man. And you know what? Nothing happened. Somebody was in such an Nisoyin. What's the difference where you're coming from? What's the difference? You're not so good. But you were an Nisoyin and you passed an Nisoyin. That's dumb, you passed it. You didn't do what you were expected to do. What you were suspected to do and you were expected to do. And you didn't do it. That's Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Beit Iver. You were Oymed bin Nisoyin. What an Nisoyin you were Oymed in. Don't you get credit for that. Get credit, you get a bracha at summa. What a chizik it is in our times. What nesiyanis we live in our times. Person, I get you nesiyan. Of course, it's nesiyanis, and we're not perfect. But if you, at the end of the day, when the big nesiyan hits, and you hold yourself back and you keep your level, you don't sink to the next level. And of course, from there you grow. You get credit. You get credit. You get credit. You brought yourself to the abyss. What are you getting credit for? No, but when mice, when you hit the abyss, you stopped and you were aimed at the nesiyan. You're going to get credit.
Even though she put herself in it.
Even though, but you get credit. You're Oibid bin Nisoy. What a Kiddush Hashem, Noira was made. You get credit. You get credit. You get credit. You get such a bracha. You know what credit means in Shammayim? Credit in Shammayim For that is a bracha that a woman gets children, which is the whole world, the mamish world. That's what a godless being like in the sight of the Arab Shalom.
I'm saying, isn't she was a labor in Israel?
So of course she was. But she's still deserving a bracha. Abraham should take away. She's deserving a bracha. Held her back. I'm a bin of signs. There's a bracha tzuma.
Which is the rest
of it? Well, that's the first. There's a second teretz. Second teretz from the ancestors of the Majid Rebbe's, the forerunner of that line of chassidus, the Kushmir. He says, I'm married to Gazaf. He says, of course. He goes with Rabshon's mom. So, nice, she doesn't deserve it. No matter what. She said, of course not. You know why she's getting a bracha? It's unstoppable. What happened to this woman? She drank. What did she drink? Powerful water. What's so powerful about that water? Shem Hashem is in that water. You know what's in that woman's insides? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You know what Shem Hashem is? She's a metzias of bracha. Shem Hashem is within her. You can't stop the bracha. It's inevitable. It's not that she deserves it. There's bracha within her. It's a cheftza bracha. Of course she's going to get bracha. So up to Kashmir, imagine us when we take bracha. We put bracha inside. Moshe, eat a piece of matzah and pesach. Take bracha. And obviously all of us, we can take this further. Torah gets into our bloodstream. You imbibe, you absorb Torah and mitzvahs within you. You're mole bracha. No matter where you're holding. No matter where you're holding in life, you can look at yourself and say, Ayveya, look at yourself. You're full of brachas inside of you. He talks at Eve Machaleh Shabbos. We're full. Our whole goof is mitzvahs of bracha. We have Shem Hashem brachas within us. That's mole. We're a receptacle. Never sell yourself short. We're a kli kibble of bracha. All the brachas should be in the sky and Bezer Hashem. Should be mole brachas, mole brachas. We should be zeichel, be sadel, Mary Amen. Amen. Welcome to you, Shkayach, for coming.